Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and last time I was on air, I featured organs that were 8 ranks or less. So I thought, let's do the next bunch of organs in size order. So I picked 9 ranks to 12 ranks, and we travel around the UK featuring organs that are still going strong, and some that, of course, no longer are with us for varying reasons, and we'll explore the reasons why. Let's start off with an organ that's still going strong at the Musical Museum in Kew Bridge, but this track features the organ in its previous home, the Regal / ABC Kingston upon Thames, where Joseph Seal was not only musical director of ABC's, but he was the Regal Kingston's resident organist. So here then is Joe with the theme from Pepe. Joseph Seal there in 1962 with the theme from Pepe, and I think that track demonstrates everything that Wurlitzer can do, from the off-trem buzzy reeds, snappy English horn, to that lush French trumpet with tibia and full buzzy organ. When the Worthing Wurlitzer was originally installed in the town's assembly halls, it was the existing Buckingham Town Hall Wurlitzer plus a British-made English horn made by Rogers, bringing the total number of ranks to 11. It was a very successful installation, and during the late 80s and early 90s, a number of cassette tapes were made featuring the Wurlitzer. This particular tape was co-produced between the Cinema Organ Society and the Sussex Theatre Organ Trust, and featured young organist Jeff Solman. Here's Jeff with a beautiful number, very much in foxtrot style, called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Thank you. Jeff Solomon there, wrapping his troubles in dreams and tapping his troubles away at the Assembly Hall, Worthing, Wurlitzer, in 1989. When you think of the Ritz Belfast four-manual coupler 10-rank Compton, you think primarily of two people, one being Joseph Seal, who we've already heard, and the other one being Stanley Wiley. He played countless broadcasts from the Ritz Belfast Compton, and thankfully, some were recorded on acetate and re-released commercially. The Compton is certainly fine and snappy, and has certainly got a bite to it, which is ironic because the track I'm going to play is Stanley's own composition called Poodle in the Park. Poodle in the Park with Stanley Wiley at the Ritz Belfast Compton with all that wonderful snappy reeds. Sadly, due to an unfortunate set of events, the Compton is no longer intact and in one piece. However, parts of it do survive. Varying ranks of pipes have found themselves on David Shepherd's home organ at Holbeach, and the console is now controlling the Compton stroke Wurlitzer in Paul Kerner's home in Leicester. It's becoming rarer these days in this country to find an organ in its original home, but there is a fine three-manual 12-rank Christie, sadly not playing at the moment, in the EMD stroke Granada Walthamstow. Plans are afoot to get this organ playing again, as there are plans for the building. All will be revealed, I'm sure, in due course. I never heard the Christie live, I can only judge from recordings, but it certainly sounded a fine instrument. Here's Simon Gledhill with a fabulous piece of George Gershwin. It's the theme from An American in Paris. Thank you. Simon Gledhill there at the Granada Wall from Stowe Christie with the theme from An American in Paris, featuring that beautiful Christie plunky xylophone and that wonderful crash cymbal that you hear towards the end. All, of course, very important in the world of the cinema organ. Now, I know that Simon Gledhill only has two hands, but our next organist, well, when he plays, it sounds like he has three. I'm, of course, referring to Reginald Porter Brown. And in 1978, he played a concert at the Granada Kingston Wurlitzer. The three manuals and 10 ranks of this Wurlitzer really comprise of an existing instrument that came down from Scotland, plus some other bits that Wurlitzer had left over in its factory. And it was, in fact, one of the last Wurlitzers to open in this country. Anyway, here's Reginald Porter Brown live in concert with an exciting number, Dizzy Fingers. Reginald Porter Brown there with Dizzy Fingers, and I hope that you could make sense of everything that was going on that wonderfully good quality recording from 1978. So far, we've featured a four-manual organ and a three-manual organ, so let's hear from a two-manual organ. The 10-rank Wurlitzer in Dormston House was under the proud ownership of Alan Hickling, who not only let the BBC record it on numerous occasions, but several records were made featuring the Wurlitzer. Here's a track then from a rather rare LP made by Trevor Bolshaw in the late 60s. The album is called Contrasts, and it features a very garish bright green cover. But that's not representative of the playing, as we have some more Gershwin now. Love is here to stay. Thank you. The beautiful sounds there of Trevor Bolshaw with Love Is Here to Stay at Domesden House. Of course, that Wurlitzer is now enjoying its life in the Marine Villa on the Isle of Man, and it's certainly on my hit list of one to go and see and hear, and I hope that in the near future I'll be able to do just that. Well, from Domesden House we head down to the Organ Theatre in St Albans and to the Free Manual 10-rank Wurlitzer. Now, for all ye organ nuts, the pedal department on this organ is rather strange. The left foot carries on doing the usual bass line, but the right foot has to contend with five expression pedals. There's two chambers containing the pipework, one percussion chamber, one for the piano, and one general crescendo pedal. So you need to keep your eye on what you're controlling. Len Rawl is at the console for the next number, written in 1958 and composed by David Rose. I'm of course referring to that classic tune, The Stripper. And if you're anything like me, you'll find it very hard to keep your clothes on by the end of the next item. Len Rawl there with The Stripper, written by David Rose at the Organ Theatre in St Albans in the mid-90s. Now, perhaps the idea of a Compton organ in a pub was the response to the Wurlitzer in the pizza parlour in the States. And how very quintessentially British would it be to install a Compton organ in a pub? Well, that did just happen at the Plough in Great Mundon, where Gerald Carrington was proud owner of a Freemanual 11-rank Compton. I'm told the atmosphere there was great, with travelling organists coming along just to have a play and to chat amongst friends and catch up with what was going on. The Compton was extremely popular, and it's such a shame now that that organ is in storage and the pub no longer exists. In fact, the pub was turned into houses and the car park opposite is the only thing that remains. Thankfully, yet again, I have to rely on recordings. And here's one made in 1974 featuring David Shepherd at the console with that Antonio Carlos Jobim number, Wave. David Shepherd there with Wave at the Plough in Great Mundon. Now, a little earlier on in the show, I mentioned that the Assembly Hall Worthing Wurlitzer was comprised of the Buckingham Town Hall organ plus one rank. Well, now let's hear how that organ sounded originally at Buckingham Town Hall, with an excellent recording made by Vic Hammett playing one of his own compositions. And I'm told that he got this idea for this composition whilst following a horse box along a country lane, which is why the song is entitled Horse Box. Thank you. Vic Hammett there with Horse Box and the deafening master xylophone there at Buckingham Town Hall in the late 60s. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show. I hope that you've enjoyed my little indulgence into the organs that are between 9 and 12 ranks. And when I'm next on the air, I promise you the next instalment, which will be 13 to 16 ranks. So I hope that you look forward to that. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.